Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's Father's Day, and I have lots of suggestions for dads who love their iPhones.
I've got a necktie.
And I'll show you how to play pool and learn math at the same time.
It's time for iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by Tres Pontas. Freshly roasted gourmet coffee shipped directly to you. Visit TRESPONTAS.com/iOS and use the code iOS to save 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription.
iOS Today time. Megan Maroney, Leo Laporte. Hello.
Hello.
You look like a farmer girl. That's not a nice thing to say, but the checkered thing, it's very cute.
Thank you.
Summertime in the city this weekend.
It's very warm.
Memorial Day weekend. Turned out, we thought it was going to be cold and rainy, and it was in some areas. Mm-hmm. It was a little stormy back east, but here in the Northern California, it was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. It is summer officially
in my
book.
And we were barbecuing.
Oh, you were?
I'm going to tell you something not to get. Yeah, don't get the party grill.
The party grill that we talked about on the screensavers?
So the party grill was my Father's Day gift.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa, I love you, darling. And she, her heart was in the right place because when we were in Japan, one of the things we loved, they do this in Korea too, you go to a restaurant and you have to do your own cooking. They have a grill at the table and they give you a plate of lovely fresh meat and vegetables and fish and you have little tongs and you grill it. And you grill it to your liking, and it's really fun. And she thought, oh, this would be great. So she ordered the party grill. It comes with 8 spatulas. So, but it turns out, I think maybe party grill is something repurposed from Switzerland.
Mm.
Because the spatulas say raclette on them. They're raclette spatulas. And the party grill comes with these pans for heating cheese.
Heating cheese?
Yeah.
Like a grilled cheese?
No, melting it. And then... So, and the theory in the party grill, yeah, just like that. The theory on the party grill is on top, and, you know, this is, the reason I mention it is a lot of people are seeing ads for it. In fact, the reason she got it is somebody asked her, what do you think of the party grill? And in fact, it even says it's an official raclette griller, but then they bury that, right? So they show this, right? Grilling meat and vegetables on the party grill. The melt, you know, grill and melt. Was kind of the thing that surprised me. So the reason we were returning the party grill.
Oh, after you used it?
Used it once. Is this implies you could cook something on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can if you have all day. It doesn't get very hot. And I think it's because it's really more for cheese melting than it is for food cooking. So they kind of they mislabeled it. It's, you see, a unique raclette experience. That... You know what raclette is?
I have no idea what raclette is.
That's a big thing in Switzerland. You get a thing of cheese and you shave it. You heat it and shave it. and now I realize that this is a raclette grill, not a hibachi. It is not. They imply that you're grilling stuff, but I think for safety reasons, that's what it's for.
Ugh.
That was the giveaway.
Yeah,
you're pouring cheese on something.
Okay.
So it has little pans underneath that you grill the cheese, and then. But I think really it's more for cheese melting than it is. It's not exactly what they call a fun-fueled grilling experience. We tried to grill. I had some beautiful fish that I had been marinating.
Mm.
Some lovely. You know, there's a fish store across the street.
I did. Every time I go there, they don't have exactly what I need.
Well, they didn't have what I needed, but they had what I wanted, which is black cod. Sushi grade black cod. So I had marinated that in miso, soy sauce, and sake. It's delicious. And I was really excited. But what you need is something a little hotter, like something that cooks food, a little hotter to grill it and crisp it. And after about half an hour, we just decided to eat it. But yeah, so don't get the party grill.
Okay. Well, lucky she has a few more weeks before Father's Day, right? It's the
19th, 17th. We're doing this a little ahead of time.
Yeah. So
I mentioned neckties.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to get a dad a necktie. He doesn't need a necktie. He doesn't want a necktie. But how about a change of pace? How about you getting dad a bow tie?
Mm.
He may not need or want that either, but at least it's different. Not a scarf.
No.
Do not get him an infinity scarf. You could get him Jesse Tyler Ferguson's Modern Family bow ties. But these are kind of cute. Don't
they
you think?
Cute. They are.
Yeah. And it, you can get a little equality pin to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Dad won't know what that is, so it's okay.
Depends on the dad. Your dad might not.
Some dads will.
Yeah.
Some dads will.
My dad would.
So isn't that cute?
That is really cute.
Yeah. You can even get equality socks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're equal, but I guess both left and right are equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I am all in now after going to Japan. This is another thing I'm just going to strongly suggest. Mm-hmm. On the handkerchief.
Mm-hmm. I know you are a fan. Do you still carry two in each, one in each pocket?
Yes, ma'am. And I'll tell you why. One is for crying ladies.
Okay. We might need that.
Because when you see a crying lady,
uh-huh.
and she you want to say, oh, no, dry your tears. You don't want to have a used hanky. She's going to look askance at that.
Yeah.
You want to be able to give her a nice one. And the nice thing about hankies, they're not expensive. You could say, keep it.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, that's
then nice. You keep the other one in your pocket.
But that one, they came from the same pocket.
Okay, you see? Well, you don't want it. With crying ladies, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
So,
especially if you're the one that made them cry.
Well, that's, I guess, maybe why I know a lot about crying ladies. So this, you wouldn't want to give her this.
No.
Now, this is perfectly clean, mm-hmm. but it doesn't look like it's clean.
No.
And you see, I have one that's white.
Okay.
That's the crying ladies one. And, or, you know, if you get in a jam. But you see, you don't really want to offer this to any, I'm joking about crying ladies, but you don't want to offer that to somebody.
He's joking.
You don't want to offer this to somebody. You want to offer this to somebody, right? So you keep one that looks like it's not been used, even if it has. And then this, you know what I use this for? And this is what I learned in Japan. And this, dad would love this. You don't use hand towels. You don't use paper towels or even those dryers in bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Those are dangerous. You just use, you carry, and in Japan, there are no paper towels or dryers in many bathrooms.
Why are the dryers dangerous?
Because they spread germs.
Oh, like when you press the button?
Yeah, they blow germs into the air.
Oh, they blew, oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to go into it. But let's just put it this way. Bring a hanky, you're saving trees, and it's a nice feeling, and you walk out the door like this, right? And so, and then if you want a third, you could have a pocket square, which is very dapper,
mm-hmm.
right? Or you could keep the crying lady hanky in your pocket like this.
Mm-hmm.
But see, white isn't as good as having a nice colorful one. There was a guy on the Warriors basketball game. Did you watch the NBA Finals last night? He was wearing one and people were tweeting, it looks like he's wearing a pair of Twinkies in his pocket.
But it was a pocket square?
Yeah, but it was two yellow Twinkie shaped.
Oh.
It was bad.
Oh.
So kids, that's another thing. Go online. I did. And look up how to make a pocket square. You want to know the simplest one? Okay, this is all for dads. You put it on the ground. In the middle, you pick it up like that, right? You go like that, and then you put it in like that. And then you get a little, and it's nice. It doesn't look like a Twinkie, does it?
No, it's very
nice. It actually looks kind of dashing.
Yeah.
That's a dashing, that's a simple dashing pocket square.
Oh, that is very nice.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For dad or grad.
I love it. I've learned so much.
Okay.
Should we just go to Mac Break Weekly now?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Goodbye, everybody. But we do have many things that are a little more technical, but I just want to show you my
a bit more
lame dad gifts.
Okay, so first, this is for the leather-loving dad.
Dads love leather. It's one thing I know.
Some dads love leather. And I've mentioned pad and quill before. I actually mentioned this last week.
This is beautiful.
This is the pad and quill folio cord organizer, which I really like. This one is $89. So again, Father's Day, buy something really nice for your dad or your kid's dad that they might not buy themselves. So you can put all of these messy cords here. I've got a little dongle here I'm going to put in there, a space for my dongle.
I think that's actually a great gift for the techno dad.
Yeah, this is probably for
your dad
SD
like
cards.
That?
I think he would. Yeah. It has a space for the Apple Pencil, which is super nice.
That's really nice.
And then you wrap up the cords and, you know, then you just take it along on your way and carry it like a little wallet.
Nice.
You are also a fan of Pat and Quill. You gave me this Pat and Quill.
I'm such a fan, I gave it to you.
You said, I want your iPhone case to have my name on it. So every time you open it up,
have my name on it, doesn't
you,
it?
You are reminded.
And
who
no wonder you've been crying so much lately.
This iPhone.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is, I just.
Now, one thing to consider for Dad, if he likes wireless charging, you want to really be careful choosing an iPhone case that works with wireless charging.
Yeah, let's
Many
see.
Do not.
I have a wireless charger right
Actually,
there.
Actually,
oh, that one did.
That one does.
That one. That one
show that on the camera. So, so that's another nice gift is a wireless charger for Dad.
Yeah, that charges.
He has to have a phone that works with it, which an iPhone 10 does. iPhone 8 does not. So that's something to keep in mind. But if he has an iPhone 10, I think wireless charging would be a great gift for Dad.
Yeah, so this is a nice one. And then
These are expensive. That's about $100 because it's, you know, nice leather and all that.
Yes. Yeah. My favorite Pat and Quill case is this leather traveler. This one.
That's nice.
And it covers all the buttons, but you can still squeeze them and they still work. And then this one is also kind of expensive. It's, well, $59. And then I've shown off the Oxford case, also from Pat and Quill, which I really like, that has the pencil case. Yeah, there's the Oxford leather. It comes in two kinds of leather, and that is nice. And then the wooden pencil holder for your desk.
You know, I carry the Logitech Slim Keyboard Combo as my iPad case. It's not as elegant. It's plasticky. But it's, you know, it's highly functional. It's a nice keyboard. It has a stand and it has a pencil holder. This is the one that I ended up staying with for an iPad Pro. This is for the 10.5.
Yeah, so either you have a leather-loving dad or a functional dad.
Yeah, I guess I wish it were leather. It'd be a lot more expensive. Mm. Yeah.
Another company I really like that has great gifts is 12 South.
And this is for the big iPad.
This is for the big, giant, the big iPad. This is called the Book Book from 12 South. And you can see.
It looks like a book.
It looks like a book. And then they also have them for the iPhone. They even have them for the MacBook. So you can wrap up your MacBook too. And then this one also has a spot for your pencil. And you could just put your big iPad. They have them forever. Whatever size iPad.
Now, I'm going to say something, though, here, that just as a dad, the problem with giving Dad something that personal that you're going to see a lot is you're going to know if he uses it, so he's going to feel compelled to use it. And if he doesn't like it, he's going to feel, maybe it depends on the dad, but I would feel compelled to use it. And so the case is a very personal thing. The nice thing about a necktie is you can put it in the closet and wear it once in a while.
Or just take a picture of yourself wearing
it. But really be careful when you're buying stuff that dad's going to be using every day, that it's something he needs and wants. Because if he has a case he really likes and he's really happy with, and he's going to feel obligated to use that case, you know.
I bet there's a lot of dads watching, so maybe if you like this stuff, you can just casually mention
it. That's what I would do.
Casually mention it to your children. That's what I always do.
Bookmark it on Amazon. Put it on your wish list. Accidentally send them the bookmark. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't mean to send that to you. I was trying to remember it for myself because it's something I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Always good.
Yes.
Hints are not wrong. Hints make the gifter happy. Don't you think?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
The other thing about buying, especially an iPad Pro case, is that we might be getting new iPad Pros. So if your dad is the one type of person that's going to get a brand new iPad Pro as soon as it comes out, you probably don't want to get this iPad Pro.
Would you give your dad a case?
I would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would. I have.
Yeah. And he uses it.
Yeah.
He has to.
Yeah.
Don't you? I'm just saying, he has to, right?
Maybe I've given my mom a case. I don't know that I have. I've recommended cases to my dad, for sure. But that is, I mean, I don't know that they will change the size of the iPad Pro if a new iPad Pro comes out.
They will, almost certainly. They always change it just enough that the old cases don't work. It drives me nuts. Yeah.
So if you know that the dad in your life is the type to say, I need the newest iPad Pro, then don't get him a case for the old iPad Pro.
This is a good, now, again, very stereotype here. Dad likes, you know, neckties. Dad likes to grill.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's a griller. And this is something you gave me for Father's Day last year, even though we're not related, as far as I know. This is called the Meater, M-E-A-T-E-R. Actually, they sent it to us for review, and we said, well, we've used it a few times on meat. Would you like it back? And they said, yeah, no, keep it. So I've had things like the iGrill. And if you're a griller, the iGrill is great. It has two probes, one for the temperature of the internal part of the grill and one for the meat, and then it Bluetooths to your phone and it will ping you when the meat or the grill gets to the wrong temperature or when it's done or whatever. This is actually, I think, a little more sophisticated. This is a meat thermometer. It, by the way, you can use it in the grill or the oven, so it's safe. And it's Bluetooth. It stays charged in this case. So when you get this, keep the case, because you can put a battery in the case and keep it charged. In fact, you can check the battery with this little button. See, the light is green. That means the battery's still good. And I keep this in my drawer in the kitchen, and I use it all the time. If you're cooking a turkey in the oven or you're cooking a steak on the grill, you put this in, and then you use the meter app to keep track of the temperature. And it will even, you can even with the meter say, I'm grilling this, tell me when it's done, and it'll give you an alarm. The only negative is it's Bluetooth. So that means you have to be within a Bluetooth range of it, which is, it's only about 30 feet. So that's kind of a drag. But the app is great. This is a great, so you can see you could set up to cook. So we could figure out what we're going to cook. What would you like today? Beef, pork, poultry, lamb, or fish?
Fish.
That's what I thought. Steak, a fish steak of some kind, like salmon,
mm-hmm,
halibut,
cod.
Tuna.
You want?
Oh, the black cod is so, so good. So here's a fish steak. You can rename it if you want. You say the temperature. It offers the right temperatures. Medium well done. USDA safe is always overcooked. And then you can start cook. And so what you'll do is you insert your probe into the middle of the thickest part of the meat. The groove on the device must be fully inside the meat. This is the groove. It's kind of like filled to this level. So that's actually helpful because you know how deep it needs to go. And then this can stay in the grill, and it's heat safe. So I really liked this because there's no wires. It's very simple. It really does a good job. So highly recommend this. The Meater, M-E-A-T-E-R. It's a smart meat thermometer. As long as you understand that the only negative is you have to be within Bluetooth range, which is, a little of a drag because that's only about 30 feet. It's not Wi-Fi. But it is great for grilling or baking.
You gotta roasting. Stay near your meat.
You got to keep your meat close,
mm-hmm,
and your enemies closer.
Exactly. Okay, so there are wireless charging pads.
Isn't that pretty, though? I just think this
it is the,
bamboo
the,
case.
Yes, that is nice.
I've actually kept it in the box because you wrote your name on here, and I thought that was really sweet. there's the battery. Okay. Nice.
Little double A or triple A.
That is a AAA. Mm.
Remember to include the batteries if your gift.
Oh, a good mm-hmm. piece of advice.
There are wireless charging pads and wireless charging stands. And if you have a dad who can't decide which they prefer,
get the stand.
Both.
Oh, both.
This is the Nomad charger, the wireless traveler charger. And thank you. It can be a pad or it can be a stand. And so I'm doing this wrong. Here we go. There we go. Now it's a pad. Where's my phone? And I can set it here. And
I don't like pads in general because phones slip off or slide mm-hmm. off. And people are always, it's funny when Apple introduced wireless charging, it was as if it had never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people went through the experiences that those of us have been using wireless charging for years, went through, got to the other side, and learned a lesson, which is pads suck. Get a stand. But this does a stand, too, which
I
think is great.
But yeah, because I'm displaying exactly what you're talking about. It has to be right there. If it's here,
yeah,
or it doesn't.
Yeah. So many people complained about wireless charging when the iPhone 10 came out, saying, oh, it's so hard. You never you wake up in the morning, it's not charged. Get a stand. It'll mm-hmm. always be charged.
Exactly.
And she's going to Megan's going to show us how.
So I'm going to show you how, hopefully. So this goes through like that. Now it's a stand.
John, would you get me the tilt that's on my desk? You don't need to bring the plug.
Yeah. I just set that right down one time and it charged. And that's what, this is the one I use regularly.
So much, yeah.
I really prefer
stands. Yeah. Dad may say, oh, I really wanted a pad. So this gives him both.
Yeah.
And, it makes it more compact for travel, which is really nice.
Right. And
hence the name Nomad.
Nomad is the company. It's the wireless charging pad stand.
Yeah.
For travelers.
How much is that, though?
This one.
$60. Okay.
Yes.
So for $30, it's not as functional, but for $30, you can use And I've recommended this many times, so I didn't bring it. But fortunately, I have one on my desk. This is called the Tilt VU. And it's $30. I guess they're on sale. They used to have a variety of colors. But one of the nice things is, again, you can't miss. And this is what they call a triple coil charger. So you can also charge it sideways.
Ooh.
Which means if you wanted to watch movies or something. But now remember, you have to have a case that charging works with. And you can just do it like that. So most cases, charging stands don't. Now, but you really wouldn't want to pack this. This is for your bedside table or your desk. I keep it. The reason we have one here is I keep it on my desk.
Mm.
So when I get to work, just plop it down on the view, and it really works. T-Y-L-T. $30, which is a lot less than I paid. I think they're clearing them out. So take advantage of this. Would be a great gift for Dad, I think.
Yeah. I think you could travel with that pretty easily. Just put stuff around it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah.
It
I guess.
Doesn't fold
it's not
up
as
anything.
It's not as compact as the Nomad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here is a whole system, charging system.
A system.
You know, you've
that's
seen
that's
got
to be better
with the case that works with the.
So this will work with an iPhone 8 or some other phone that doesn't. Oh no!
This is for
it's for iPhone 10.
This is for
what
iPhone 10.
What does it need
10?
A charging case for?
It doesn't have a charging. This is not a charging case. It's
oh,
a
I see.
System. It's just a regular case.
Sorry, it's a system, not a case.
No, it's a.
What makes it a system?
It's that it also this little X works with this.
Oh, so you can't. This is another attempt to solve the. You missed the coil problem.
Well, this is not a wireless charger, but it works with your stand. It's magnets. And it also works
yes, but it's a,
with
you. It doesn't charge?
No, you have to put the thing here.
Okay, so what, I put the X on the X?
Yes, and it also has a car charger, a car mount, too.
Oh, you've I seen guess those, the X like, keeps it from moving?
Yes.
Is it magnetic?
Yes.
Okay, so it pops right on
so
there.
So it pops there.
Yeah, don't slide. Whatever you do, emergency SOS, I don't really want this.
You don't want to call.
Emergency squad coming.
So I can do, but then I can also do...
That's
the
not, yeah,
sideways.
That's an, oh. So the perfect. X just helps get it right where it needs
yes.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
I didn't press 911.
No. But it was squeezing the phone, you know, when you put the case in.
Yes, yeah. Right. That's why that
that's
happened.
Why it did that,
yeah. But this is also for your Apple Watch. So you put your Apple Watch charger.
You need to have a charger, but you put it in there.
Yes, you put that in there.
Oh, see, that's not bad. See, I like I really do like the idea of a double.
Let's put that right.
Double
there.
Charging thing.
Yeah, this is for your desk, and it has an adhesive on the bottom. So once you have it exactly where you want it, you just stick it so it doesn't roll around as it's rolling around now.
Okay.
And then you put that through there, and then I charge that, and then I take off my Apple Watch.
You can charge that.
Charge that here.
Everything's
just
there.
Gets in the way a little bit.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. And you've got that. And this is not as expensive as some of the other stuff.
A stand is also a good gift for Dad because he doesn't have to use it.
Right.
You know,
so then you charge both and they're... And you can use this stand with phones that don't have wireless charging because it just hooks up right in there. The end.
I really love... If Dad has an Apple Watch, many choices. You can give him bands, mm-hmm. right? You can give him an Apple Watch charger, which is always nice.
You can get him an Apple Watch if he doesn't have one.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad thing to do at all, would it?
Oh, that would be a great gift.
I love, and I've recommended it many times before, the classic from Elago, E-L-A-G-O,
oh, yeah.
$20. It's not expensive. I see it's sold on Urban Outfitters. And this is actually the one I use because unlike all the other Apple Watch chargers, this one, the watch goes in and it's really, there's no question it's charging. And it turns into a little iMac. And Dad's going to love that. $20 is rubber. He's going to say, you're so clever. I'll show you one more thing. If Dad's a photographer.
Oh.
You could, of course, get him a camera. But getting somebody a camera is always problematic. But you might want to get him a camera strap. Most photographers I know use the one that came in the box, which often isn't the best possible camera strap. I'm a fan of a company called Peak Design. Trey Ratcliffe works with them. They do some great camera bags and so forth. But they have a really great system for straps. And this is the new little thin Peak Design strap, which I like for lighter weight cameras. They also have one that looks like a seatbelt. It's thicker. That's the one I've been using. But this is the system I like because you see how easy I can detach the strap? They come right off. You put these, you get a few of these little doohickeys. And notice I have it on three different spots. And I even have one on, this is called the leash, the Peak Design leash, because you can use it in a variety of ways. You can use it as a regular around the neck camera strap. For that, you detach it to the two side things. And it's very easy to reattach. You just slide it in here and it clicks into place. Very good, strong. You want a camera strap that's not going to risk your camera. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to do a sling style, I keep the extra thing there. So, because some days I'm in the mood for slinging it. Some days I'm in the mood for hanging it over my neck. But this one is even better. The leash is even better. And that's why it has this third connector. You could do it as a hand strap attached to a backpack. Or you can put this around and have it as just a wrist strap. So this is a very flexible strap. It's lightweight, but it's super strong. I'm a big fan. I just got this. Of the Peak leash. It's their newest strap. And oh, very easy to adjust. And you want it to be because you're going to change the length depending on how you've configured the strap. Peak Design. This is the leash. And it's not super expensive. I think it was $40, something like that. So highly recommend this if Dad's a photographer. Really a great product.
All right. Now, if you want to spend $300 on your dad.
On my dad, I do.
This is a brand new product called the Saber, and they sent us this to review.
Jeez Louise.
Feel how heavy that is.
Well, it's a battery, I can tell. It's huge.
It will charge your laptop twice and your iPhone 10 times.
But you probably can't bring that on a plane.
You probably, I don't know.
How many watts is it? If it's over 100 watts, you can't.
It is.
Kilowatt,
it's. It's TSA approved.
Oh, so
Anthony
says. It's just at the limit. It's just at the limit, which means it's 99, whatever it is, kilowatt hours.
So they're an EV battery tech company. This is their first consumer product.
That's interesting.
Yes. It comes in different colors, too. It's water resistant.
It is heavy.
It is heavy because of how much battery is in there. So open up the ends there.
How many times have I heard that? Not since I was at the doctor. Oh, look at that.
So that is where you...
So that's, you charge it up.
Mm-hmm, that's how
and
you
it's
charge
got a
it.
Fast charger. It's got one of those nice DC ins. And then it's got two USBs, one at 1 amp and one at 2.5 amps. Mm-hmm. A type C, which is going to be able to do fast charging on a lot of devices.
And then that other end.
What's on the other end?
A plug.
Oh.
So I could plug my laptop right in there.
And it's a universal
plug.
And
it would work, yeah.
Nice.
So
that's AC out. This is nice. How much is this?
This is $300.
Oh.
Remember you said you wanted to spend $300?
$300 okay. And 300 pounds. But.
So, yeah. This is for the rugged dad who likes to show off his new gadgets and runs out of power. It has tons of different gadgets you can charge.
That
you can charge
great.
Your drones with that.
Just remember, kids. If you fly with this, you have to put it in your carry-on. You can't check it in your luggage. So you're going to be adding some significant weight. I'd say it's about 5 pounds, something like that. 5 or 6 pounds. You're going to add some significant weight to your carry-on. On the other hand, if you're a road warrior, man.
Yeah, or if you're going camping or, you know, you're...
Camping, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because you could, you know, car
so
camping.
Mud-resistant, dust-resistant.
That's pretty nice.
So this is for the dad who likes to have new things that he can show off if he's a camper, a mountain biker. I mean, if you're putting that in your backpack, it's going to be heavy too.
Well, it's really the road warrior, I would guess. The guy who's, you know, in a plane and train, an automobile.
Truck driver. But I guess if you're in the truck, you're charging through that.
That's nice. That is really nice.
Yeah.
DC and USB. And, it comes in red.
And blue.
Nice. And blue.
Mm-hmm.
The Saber. Romeo Power. I know Romeo. Yeah. Romeo PowerTech.
Yeah. So this is
very
the first
nice.
Consumer product that they sent us. Yeah.
That is heavy.
You gonna wear it around your wrist?
Oh man,
it's good for exercise too.
I would keep it by your bedside table in case of burglars.
Yes, perfect. But you don't want to run out of power.
No, juice is important,
especially for the laptop. Like I have everything to charge all my devices, but when you're traveling with a laptop, especially the 2015 laptop that I love, the battery life is not so long anymore.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So let me just look this up because I want to know. It's a power bank. I just want to know what the
86
milliamp kilowatt hours are. Yeah, it's not real clear. Looks like 85 watt. It can go up to 85 watts. So remember that when you're charging a laptop. Some laptops might need more, but 85 is usually enough. 90 watts. up to total? And how many, what's the capacity? What's the capacity? They don't say. It's got to be under 100. Or you can't bring it on a plane. Mm-hmm. 86 watt hours. Okay. 86. So that's pretty good. That'll get you going for a while. That's good.
I believe like Father's Day is to buy something really special for your dad that they wouldn't buy themselves.
This is a good example. Dad is just going to flip his lid.
And it's not something like so stylish. I mean, it is stylish, but it's not like a case or something like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
It's not, Dad's not going to get this for himself, but boy, he's going to be happy when he gets it.
And if he doesn't want it, he can return it.
Yeah. 86 watt hours. Nice. That's the equivalent of 24,000 milliamp hours. Nice.
And for a dad who likes to share, it's always nice to be like, oh, I can charge your device if you're not like, oh, no, you can't use my battery power. It's going to run out.
Yeah.
You're not going to run out with this.
Never. All right, Dad, what about this thing?
Okay. This is the last.
I have the little one of this.
This is the Fugu.
Fugu.
This is the, you have the little one, but this is the.
Big one.
Classic.
The Fugu, Fugu Classic.
Classic.
F-U-G-O-O.
And not only is it nice looking and good sounding, it is totally waterproof. I could toss this in the pool and it'd
really?
Be fine. It floats.
Oh, that's nice.
Like it could fall off the boat.
Take it on your party.
On my party boat, it could fall off and.
And these sound pretty good. And Father Robert told me about these, and they sound pretty good. I ended up getting the smaller one for travel.
Everything's totally sealed. You can also charge your devices with it.
Right.
So it's not just a speaker. It's a charger. It's not going to charge as much as a Saber. But this this one, how much is this?
This is $139 on the Style S.
$139.
Oh, you have the XL. It's $180. Yeah.
$180.
Yeah.
$180.
Very nice.
Bluetooth.
And the only thing that fooled me is it's not spelled like the Blowfish.
No.
Although it is, you know, the idea is the same, but instead of, it's F-U-G-O-O. Mm-hmm. I can see the little Blowfish logo on there. Nice. I do like the Fugus a lot. Good battery life. Sound is good. And see, that's the one I have, the little one.
And you like the little one?
Yeah. Well, it's just, I bring it on trips because it's nice to have in the, actually, there's a new one I got. You know, it's funny. One of our sponsors sent us a new one from Bando. Oh, we should have a face-off.
Okay.
Because this is another one Dad might like. ZipRecruiter sent it to us for Christmas, but it's the Bando Bo Play, Bo Play. All right. Ooh, that sounds good. That's the Silicon Valley theme. I recognize that. That's good. Nice bass. That's awesome. There's an actual song that goes with that?
Oh, yes, there is.
Does that?
It's called Stretch Your Face by Tobacco.
Oh, Tobacco. Stretch Your Face.
It sounds pretty good to me. I mean, you're listening it through your speakers at home, but.
So this is the Bo Play, Bo Play P2. This also sounds good. And like the Fugu, has one feature we didn't mention, which is you can use it as a speakerphone.
Oh.
Fugu will do that as well.
Yeah.
And that is actually really great.
Won't most Bluetooth speakers work as a speakerphone?
Not all. Oh. Some, you have to have a microphone.
Oh, right.
Right? Little small detail. Let me play some music. I don't have anything as good as you do. Well, that's good. Boy. Let me play
to Apple Music.
Let me play some Foreigner. Let's see if I don't know if I'm paired.
Foreigner.
What's wrong with Foreigner?
Nothing.
As cold as ice. Okay, now it's it made that sound. Come on, Fugu. That's not the Fugu. All right, you win.
That's the Fugu.
You win.
I was just playing some music in between. You win.
It's coming out of my phone. That doesn't sound. See, it's better not to come out of the phone, isn't it? That's terrible.
Yeah.
I like that Fugu. As you know, there's a direct connection between bass and you know, size. You gotta have a certain size to get some good sound.
And for the record, I wanted to throw the Fugu in a bucket of water to test its.
She did, and I refused. I said, no, because I know where that bucket of water will end up afterwards.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Here, let me just pair it up with my BO play P2. And
okay.
You can hear some Foreigner coming out of here. Hey, stop turning yours up. I'm turning mine up if you could turn yours up. Where's my music? Is it coming out?
Yeah.
Oh. It's not very loud, is it?
No.
Okay, you win. I think the listen to the quality, not the loudness.
Right.
Actually, I think I need to turn it up in music, probably. Nope, all the way up. That's not very loud. Shut up. You win. That sounds so much better. Now I don't like this thing anymore.
Well,
but the thing is, for travel, this is a little more practical, right?
Mm-hmm, see? That's true.
Yeah.
Yours
doesn't even
pocket.
Have a wrist strap.
It doesn't.
And thank God.
But it floats.
But
does
I carry.
Float?
Well, what the reason I thought of this, the BO play, is because I used to carry the Mini Fugu mm-hmm. on all of our trips. And now, because this is a little more compact, I carry this on all our trips. And I have to say, Lisa and I mostly use it for audiobooks because we're old and we don't listen to music anymore. Mm-hmm. We listen for audiobooks. And it's great for that. And any Bluetooth speaker is great for audiobooks because you can start it playing and then carry it around with you in the hotel room. And it's nice, really handy. So those are great gifts too, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow, well, have we done everything that's possible? You didn't bring you brought the blender.
The blender's for a question that we are going to answer.
Oh, thank God. Father's Day. Be nice to Dad. You were nice to Mom.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day last week.
Mm-hmm.
So be nice to Dad.
I got some slippers for Mother's Day.
Do you want? Cause should I show you what I got my dad last year?
Yeah,
it's that globe on my.
That was 2 years ago.
Was that long ago?
I think it was, because it was in the old studio, so it was at least.
Oh, that means I got to get him another present because it's been a couple of years. This is from a company called Mova Globes, MOVA Globes.com, and every I liked it so much I got one for myself. The idea is these are globes and they have a variety of globes. But what's cool is they rotate themselves from light. So they have a variety. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a globe. You could get Dad a planet. Wouldn't it be good to give Dad his very own planet? This is the one I gave my dad. This is the Mova Earth globe. And in a little bit, it'll catch the light and it'll start turning. There it goes. So what's also cool, it's kind of a fun science project because... How does it work? It's suspended. Mm-hmm. It's not touching the sides. It's suspended in there, in that cube. And it somehow automatically rights itself so that the North Pole's always on top. And it somehow always manages to rotate east to west. How do it know?
How does it do it?
It's magic. And I think this is a nice gift. They have a variety of prices depending on your budget and sizes. MOVAGlobes.com. Dad really liked this because he's a geologist. He likes the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He's all about the earth.
You know what else Dad's like?
Coffee.
Coffee. Dad's
coffee
like.
Time?
And they like to know where their coffee came from. They don't like to drink any
actually,
coffee.
Actually, come to think of it, we didn't plan this, but this would be a really good Father's Day gift. Certainly if Dad likes coffee.
Does your dad like coffee?
Yes, he does.
Okay, then you know
Tres
what you're getting for him.
Pontas. Freshly roasted gourmet coffee. Single source, which I really like. It comes from the Reis family farms in Brazil. They've got coffee in the coffee in Brazil. And this is really cool. So you can see where it came from. They have a variety of roasts, of course. In fact, the fun thing... Yeah, you're drinking some right now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it good?
Mm-hmm.
I actually would recommend initially... I'm drinking the French roast right now, but I would recommend the medium roast... Just to taste how good the coffee is. Because, of course, the darker the roast, the less you really care about the coffee. But look what's on the back. This is so cool. I'm going to do this. On the back is a QR code. And you could snap a shot of that, open it in Google Maps, and it'll show you exactly the farm. This is where the coffee came from. Right there, that coffee bush. Right there. Isn't that cool? This is the Reis Family Farms in Minas Gerais. Brazilian-grown, high-altitude Arabica beans. It's the best coffee I've ever had. The way they do this, every bag of beans has a roast date on it. That's pretty recently, isn't it? This was roasted within the last week, so that's important. But they roast it in the U.S., so here's what they do. For 100 years and three generations, the Reis family has been growing some of the best premium coffee in Brazil. And they decided, you know what? America needs to know about our coffee. They're going out and they're buying blends. They're buying coffee from a variety of locations. Get the best Brazilian coffee from the Três Pontes area. That's the mountains that they come from. 100% Arabica, certified non-GMO, certified kosher, picked by hand. They roast them by hand in small batches in the U.S. and get it to you fast. The other thing I really like, and this I knew nothing about until we got Três Pontes, most other coffees, to avoid mold, they have to wash them, which washes off the outer shell of the coffee. In coffee grown in Brazil doesn't have that problem. There is no mold. There's no problem. So they can pulp them naturally, process them naturally, keeping the amazing outside, which gives it even better flavor and actually reduces acidity. That's actually really key. This is the smoothest coffee you've ever had. And I don't know about you, but I think dads don't like acidity. I don't. Light, medium, dark, and French roast. Free shipping in the U.S. They ship the beans green to the U.S., roast them here so that they're super fresh. Look at, there's the farm. Oh, it's so cool. And it's each bag comes from a different region of the race properties. And so you can see this one was at 1,100 meters. So cool. This is the Catuai property. Now, here's a good, really good deal for you. You could sign up for a subscription, which is what we do at home. And that way we get coffee whenever we need it. 10% off every bag because of the subscription. But here's a special deal. Because you're listening to iOS today, you get another 10% off. But you have to buy it at Três Pontes, T-R-E-S-P-O-N-T-A-S, 3 points, trespontas.com/iOS. And you have to use the offer code iOS. So that means you're going to get 10% because you're subscribing and another 10% because you did it from iOS. 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription forever. That is a huge difference. It makes this coffee even more affordable. And what a great gift for Dad. He doesn't have to know you're getting 20% off. TrésPontes.com/iOS. They are on Amazon. If you want to just get one bag and you know you could try it that way, that's okay. But the subscription is really a great deal. 20% off every bag of coffee. TrésPontes.com/iOS. Use the offer code iOS. And I think it's nice to get Dad a subscription because then he has to think about you every week.
That's so
actually
true.
Actually, every morning, really.
Yeah.
Right? He gets up and he goes, oh, Megan gave me this bag of coffee.
1 week until WWDC. Yay. 2018.
What are you hoping for?
A new iPad.
Not going to get it.
Really? You don't think they're going to announce a new iPad Pro?
Well, they could. I mean, who knows? No one knows. But my guess is, this is a developer conference. What they did last year is they announced new Macs. And they have a lot of splaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess that what you're going to get is laptops. The question mark for me is what kinds of laptops and whether they're going to fix that keyboard. Because I have decided I'm not buying another Mac laptop unless they fix the keyboard.
Yeah. What I really want is that air power thing that will charge my Apple Watch, my phone, and my AirPods.
I don't know why. It'll be overpriced. Just because it comes from Apple?
Yeah.
You got a thing that'll do that.
Yeah, but it's, but not the AirPods.
Not the AirPods. Well, that's the one thing that is missing is the case, a charging case for the AirPods. If they did that, they don't have to worry about the pad. We can get pads from lots of third parties.
Yeah, that's
but they don't have a cheap charging case for the AirPods yet, even.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to do
so
that
nice.
For their. I know. It looks cool. It's Apple.
Yes.
It'll be way overpriced.
And then iPhone SE 2.
No, iPhone's for sure in the fall.
Not an iPhone SE 2?
No, for sure in the fall. But it's possible to do an iPad Pro, but I my guess is not. My guess is they'll stick with the iPads. Remember, it's a developer conference.
That's true.
Right?
So what do you think the announcements in iOS 12? What are you hoping for there?
Like, oh, no, but we just got 11-4.
And that has...
some big things, but we'll talk about that in a second. But, yeah, they'll announce 12, and they'll announce Mac OS 10.3.14. I can't remember what number it is. The next Mac OS. But those will come out. Both of those will come out in the fall. The iOS will come out with a new iPhone, and Mac OS with just the same time.
Well, I wonder if they're going to address any of the problems, like the battery slowing down and those kinds of things, like instead of being fancy with whatever, you know, new innovation.
The story is, and I think it's an accurate story, that Craig Federighi pulled all of the iOS developers aside and said, look, guys, we're not going to do a big update this time. We're going to do quality update this time. We're going to focus on, as they've done before, they did it with Snow Leopard. After Leopard, they did Snow Leopard. They really, I think, somewhat did it with this most recent High Sierra, where they took the operating system, instead of pouring in a bunch of new features, really focused on, you know, hitting the heads of the nails, making sure they're all solidly surface, flush with the surface, and everything's polished and rounded off all the corners, sanded down some of the sharp edges. And I think all of that is probably much needed with iOS 11. So I expect 12 will be mostly that. We'll see. We'll see. You know, people like Renee Ritchie know a lot more than I do.
So we'll be here next week talking.
You and I are going to do it from 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern time, 1700 UTC on Monday. So it's this coming Monday. We are going to be covering the keynote at WWDC. And you and I, you can laugh at me and say, see, they did do new iPads. Mm-hmm. See, you were wrong. I wouldn't. I would love it. I'm waiting for a new iPad Pro. Although I love my 10.5, but more, I'm waiting more. I am still using a 2015 MacBook Pro. In fact, they're still selling 2015 MacBook Pros, in effect, in the store, because it's the last one with a decent keyboard and lots of connectors, the USB connectors. It has an SD card slot. Last night, I took some pictures off my phone, my camera, and I said, oh, it's so nice to have an SD slot in there. I mean, you can have a dongle, but... I like the 15. I'm hoping what Apple will do is update the 2015 15 inch, and say, look, this is the got the new chips in it. The maybe KB Lake, the new KB Lake is it G, the low power chip that has the AMD discrete graphics built into the processor. Dell just announced their 15 inch with that new AMD Intel beast with two backs, and I'm hoping that they will do the same thing. Apple will do the same thing with the MacBook in a week. We'll talk about it when it happens, and I hope you'll watch our live coverage.
Yes. So the new iOS 11.4?
It just came out. So I updated immediately, as probably most people will do. That's one of the things that happens with iOS. You won't notice a lot of differences. One of the things, though, that they're solving, which is a problem we've talked about before, is iMessages will be stored in the iCloud and preserved in iCloud across platforms. Oh. That's great. They also, you know, I wonder if I have it. Probably it's just going to say you're up to date. Yeah. I should have saved the notes. They also added AirPlay 2. Now, this is actually probably the biggest story. AirPlay 2, the next generation of AirPlay, one of the features you're going to get if you have a HomePod is stereo pairing. So run out and buy another HomePod, kids, because now you can have a stereo pair. Lisa loves the HomePod. I was mentioning this earlier. It's been in our kitchen for months since it came out, but she discovered it just this week and said, I love it. I'm going to use it. Siri gets me. And so maybe we'll get another one so she can have a stereo pair. I don't know if they mentioned specifically multi-room sound. That's something that we've been waiting for with the HomePod, the ability to have multiple HomePods all playing the same thing at the same time without lag.
Isn't that what stereo pairs are? Or no,
stereo is just taking two HomePods in the same room and making them left-right speakers. That probably is, we always said AirPlay 2 is the, you know, the thing we're waiting for this multi-room sound too. So I'll have to look at what they, you know, I just quickly, because I just downloaded it.
It says AirPlay 2, play music at the same time on multiple AirPlay 2 enabled speakers.
So that is multi-room sound.
It's any AirPlay 2 enabled speakers.
Which is HomePods at this point.
Oh, there's no other?
I don't think so, yeah. So good, multi-room audio streaming and stereo pairing. So we've been waiting for that. That's very good news if you're a HomePod buyer, the few, the proud, the HomePods.
And the messages in iCloud, I mean, we've struggled with that a lot. I think that's good, too.
Yeah, bigger buffer, so network hiccups don't interrupt your music. Tighter clock sync between devices. That's what you needed for multi-room play, because otherwise you get kind of lag between devices and it's weird. You get an echo.
This is something I've heard from a lot of people. Messages are coming in out of order.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. That was a question. I don't know if I
I haven't noticed that. Maybe they've fixed
it. Yes,
that.
Yeah. That's what they've fixed.
Oh, good.
So I think we have that. We might have asked that question today. So update your OS and your messages will.
Here's a nice feature. If you have more than one HomePod, you can now say to Siri, move the music to the living room, and it will go to the new HomePod. So this is making, this actually makes the HomePod better. Apparently, B&O, Blue Sound, Bose, Bowers & Wilkins, Denon, Libertone, Marantz, Marshall, Niam, Pioneer, and Sonos all are lining up to support AirPlay 2. So that will be a big deal. But it's brand new, AirPlay 2. And so that's a big change in iOS 11.4 that just came out. And I'm sure there are many bug and security fixes as well. So iOS 11.4, if you have a HomePod, is a must. It's a must anyway. You always want to get the latest update. And that messages in the cloud, that'll be nice too.
Yeah, it is interesting though, this that people don't love the HomePods, but now they're saying, you know, but you can have two if you buy two.
Well, I almost wish Apple had come out with this at the time they came out with the HomePod. I'm sure they wish they had two.
Yeah.
But just something, wasn't right. And, Apple is good about that. They don't release stuff unless it's unless it's ready.
So long with the AirPods.
Yeah, yeah.
Apple released its biannual transparency report, and now they're going to start reporting when governments ask to have apps removed. So they didn't do that. That wasn't part of the transparency report now. But they didn't say whether they would say which governments or which apps or why, but that's just something that they're going to do. Google doesn't report these numbers in their transparency report, so we don't know who's asking, which governments are asking Google to remove things from the Play Store. But according to the transparency report, the government's requested information on 3,358 accounts. And they requested info on 29,718 people, and 79% of those requests were met. So,
how transparent of them. Lovely.
And then there was an interesting story, I don't know if you followed this over the weekend, about the Valve trying to get the Steam app into the iOS app store.
And they
store.
Said no.
Yeah. And then someone emailed Phil Schiller, and he responded in a Phil Schillerian way.
Schillerian is a new word that I think we should definitely coin.
We have the highest, we want the best apps in the App Store. And
Steam sucks. It happens to compete with us. But other than that.
Yes. As it was currently submitted, it missed a number of qualifications in the App Store.
We'll just have to take their word for it since we can't see it.
Mm-hmm. So we have some feedback. Andy wrote in last week, we talked about Apple Watch weather apps not working on some different on the Apple Watch. And he says, I'm watching this week's episode of iOS Today, and I share Tim's frustration with weather complications on my Apple Watch. I have a third generation non-cellular, and I've noticed the dark sky complication is not updating regularly. If my watch reboots, it shows the drop with no conditions. That drop is with the icon that I complained about last week. Like, why not just show the weather? I don't want to see the dark sky icon in my watch. I've noticed, however, if I open the dark sky app on my phone, it updates the complication. Once Apple removes all of the non-native watch apps, that it will fix the issue. Hopefully Dark Sky will write a native watch app soon. Hope this helps. So that's one super frustrating thing for me on the Apple Watch, is it's not a native app, but then it still appears on my Apple Watch, but just doesn't work as it should. And that's frustrating because I get alerts all the time. It's like, oh, you have, four notifications. And it's like, well, if you're not going to tell me what I'm being notified about, it's a total waste of my time to get that notification.
I think the watch still lives in a world where you need, the iPhone is still kind of a necessary function. Although I have to say, we're moving in the other direction, that the watch is more of a standalone. And the other day I took a phone call. My phone was not with me. It was far away. And I was able to take a phone call and talk to somebody and on my watch. And that worked great. And this is a Series 3 watch with the wireless. And I have to pay for a subscription with T-Mobile. But That is nice. And I imagine in time we're going to see more and more of that kind of standalone capability on the watch. I hope so, anyway.
Yeah.
Your limitation is the UI, is the interface.
Right.
It's $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I probably pay for that, too. I never canceled it. So I know it's free to start off with.
Yeah, 3 months free, and then suddenly it kicked in.
We were also discussing last week about weather apps and whether they show allergy information. And we got an email, a tweet up from Will, who said, check out the WebMD allergy app for local allergen levels. And I thought he put a photo on there, too. But
nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty nice. Okay. Here is where the blender comes in. Now,
I just hope we're having pina coladas. That's all I could say. If you like pina coladas.
Is it bad to use a blender without putting anything in it?
No.
Okay.
Not for too long.
All right, John, can you help me?
You don't
want to
overheat the engine, but a little bit's okay.
Okay.
It's annoying.
So
that's a nice blender. That's a nice Osterizer.
That is a nice. So you're sure we're not going to burn out the battery by running it a little bit, okay?
Not too much, just a little bit.
Not too much. Okay. So Chris writes, I was watching iOS today, and you guys were talking about the heart rate warning on the Apple Watch.
Yes.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I have an odd story about that, which happened just the other day.
Yes.
My son and I were in the kitchen making smoothies with the blender. I took my watch off so it wouldn't get all messy.
Yes.
I set it down on the counter while we worked and fired up the blender. When I put the watch back on, I had a whole bunch of these heart rate warnings that you guys were talking about. I have no idea how this happened, but the best I can come up with is that the vibration of the Vitamix was setting off a heart sensor. Do you think that is possible?
No.
Shall we try it?
That's not how the heart rate sensor works.
No, I didn't think it would. If it's not attached to me and I just set it down, it's not going to be.
Okay, it's a good theory.
Okay.
I don't think it works by vibrations. I think the heart rate sensor is, those green lights are on the back of your phone. It's doing the heart rate sensing by bounce. And that's one of the reasons a heart rate sensor doesn't work well on people with very hairy wrists or tattoos is because it needs to see through the skin. Maybe, I think you're moving and have no heartbeat.
We should really blend up something in here while it's feeling.
Go ahead and do it. Now, remember, he has a Vitamix, which might be a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm. So should I put it? That's Ice Crush. Should I put it on Liquify?
Go ahead. That's a pleasant sound for those of you listening at home.
Also, I'm going to just keep this here. Next time you make a comment, I don't appreciate.
It's like dental drilling. All right, check your watch. You've done enough.
Okay, I've done enough.
You've done enough.
Okay.
See if your watch says.
Let's see what my heart rate.
That's a really odd. I think it's more likely that where he laid it down somehow was reflecting the green light from the watch into the watch in a way that kind of was telling the watch, unlock your, she's going to unlock it, so don't look. Don't look at her. Don't look.
Okay.
It's using photoplethysmography.
Really?
That's what they tell me in the chat room. Scooter X says.
Okay.
Photoplethysmography. Good. Let's make some delicious pretzel water.
What's my heart rate?
That's disgusting, John. Peanut butter pretzel water. Have you ever done this before? Are you inventing a new delicious treat? Oh, man, that's disgusting.
So, 62 beats per minute, 68 beats per minute.
But you didn't get any warnings.
No, I got no warnings, but.
It's an interesting theory, but I don't think vibrations. I mean, that affects the accelerometer, but it doesn't affect the heart rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could mean it could think you're dead, but I think the watch is smart enough to know it's not on a wrist.
I was thinking you could bring some tequila and some margarita mix.
Nope, we're having peanut butter pretzel water. Fortunately, we have a studio audience today that's going to enjoy that delicious.
That's part of it.
Isn't that what they do on a cooking show? They cook something and the audience has to come taste it and they have to go, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Okay.
It's going to be good. Peanut butter pretzel water.
Well, I thought we were beyond that. I already did it.
Okay.
Let's try it one more time.
No, I think we've proven that it is not the case. Thank God I have the clean hanky today.
You won't get this kind of content anywhere else, my friends.
Yes, you will. Unfortunately, this is what YouTube was made for.
Okay, so let's see. What's another question? Well, Kurt wanted to know what our take was on the new iPad Pros at WWDC. You say no, I say yes. One of us.
Well, nobody knows, obviously, but I haven't seen any rumors in the supply chain of new iPads coming. Usually you'd have some sort of info coming from the supply chain that Apple was manufacturing a new iPad.
Mm-hmm.
You might not see that for a MacBook. I've never seen that for MacBooks, but for sure something like the iPad they would.
Jaina writes, I have an Apple Watch Series 3 and I'm having difficulties finding workout apps that would work on the Apple Watch independently without the iPhone. After my Series 3 watch, I really hate to carry my phone around. It gives me more freedom. The only one so far that works really well is Aptiv, but I'm finding it rather expensive to pay $15 a month for this app. I wonder if you have some that have full workouts without needing to use the iPhone. Now, nothing is going to be necessarily like Aptiv. I didn't realize you could use Aptiv without your phone. Did you know that?
On your watch?
Yeah. Like you download and it just does the
workout.
You
have to have the workout on your watch. No, I didn't know that, but that's nice. Yeah.
But there is one that I like to use called Carrot Fit. Have you ever...
Is it snarky?
It's very snarky. So I downloaded
this 7-minute workout.
Yeah, it's just a 7-minute. Yeah. You're not going to get like an hour's worth of training like Aptiv. And I'm not just saying that because
some people, though, respond well to a snark while they're working out.
Yeah, exactly. So if you show my watch, if I'm holding that in the right place, so it's just 7 minutes in hell, and then I can start.
That's what it is. That's a high intensity.
I think some people were maybe a little bit offended by the snark when it comes to losing weight. But
yes,
I like it.
Well, this wouldn't be for you.
Yeah. So you're getting ready, and then it'll tell you to jumping jacks, and then the wall sit, and the rest of the 7-minute workout.
I think there are lots of 7-minute workouts you could put on your watch. That seems to me something you could easily get on your watch.
Mm-hmm.
But a full Aptiv style audio workout with music.
Yeah. I mean, you can get that on your Apple Watch,
yeah,
but
with
Aptiv, but that is a subscription. So yeah.
It seems to me more a comedy app than an actual.
Well, whatever gets you to work out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you were a dude, it would be a dude doing jumping jacks.
Yeah.
Carrot also has Carrot Weather and all the rest of it.
Oh, I love
it,
them. So. Stick 'em ups, they call them, not mm-hmm. jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Stick 'em ups. If you look like look at that. That's the new you.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a sumo wrestler. Yeah.
This
is cute. Carrot's great. I love their stuff.
I do.
They're
like
very funny.
Carrot.
Yeah.
All
Dragon
right.
mating dances. Celebrity face punches. So they've got different names for the exercises too. That's cute.
They do.
Okay.
All right. Is it time for app caps?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I actually might change my app in the middle of the stream.
Really?
Yeah.
In the middle?
Yeah, I forgot. I had an app, not the one I told you about.
Oh.
I had one planned, and I do want to talk about it, but I might save this other one for later.
Okay.
I'm in the search and rescue business.
Me too.
In Ventura
apparently.
County.
I'm, what am I in?
You're at LAPD's Air Support Division.
Oh, good.
We are both public safety officers.
When they tell you look for the helpers, look for us.
I'm helping.
Okay, and I am going to help you learn to play pool and do math at the same time.
Finally.
So for this one, this is a pool game and I need to focus on it. So I'm not going to have to worry about showing it in
so
the right place.
So you pre-recorded it?
No, I'm going to screen mirror. Let's...
No, that's better.
Yeah.
I like
now
that.
You can... Okay.
Now, play pool and we'll be watching.
Okay, I want to start over. How do I start?
I like pool games.
Okay, so this is a special kind of pool game. It's called Pocket Run Pool.
You're learning angles of incidence.
Yes, but also you're learning math because, see, each pocket is worth, like the one on the left is worth 4 times. So I can, I can shoot the... I don't know if I have a move here. The 12 into the 4, and then, what's 12 times 4? Or I might get the 7 in there. What's 7 times 4? But if I could shoot the 2 into the 8, that's, of course, 16, which is less than 12 times four. So there's
this is good.
Yeah. So
this
it's math, good. And so you figure out which one.
Don't tell the kid that's what's going on. That's just their
right.
scoring system.
Yeah. So let's do. Let's see if I can. You think I can get that three in the
no,
times
you're gonna,
two pocket?
You're not
no.
the right edge. I would go for the seven.
Seven. Oh.
Yeah. There you go. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay. And now I got my pool stick.
Your what?
Oh. That's sort of how I. My pool stick.
Yeah.
My
that's cue. What you need. Yeah,
your
cue. Oh, your cue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of this game. So each time you.
This actually looks like a lot of fun. I would play this.
Each time you don't hit anything in.
What does
you
it
lose,
do?
You
it
lose a life.
It scratches you?
Yes. Yeah, it does. That's the term, scratches. I mostly watched pool in my pool days.
There you go.
So
there's a shot.
Yeah, the.
Now,
okay.
Just pull it all the way back, though.
What? This is exactly how
maybe.
I play pool. In do you want to try?
No, I just, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay. You don't get why I'm not, yeah, why I'm
well, yeah,
stronger?
I mean, it seems like you pulled it all the way back,
yeah,
right?
It does.
So it should have been a little
okay,
bit of harder,
let's try
harder
that.
Shot. Just hit it. See how hard you can hit it.
Okay.
Maybe there's some other trick to getting it to be. There you go. Well, not really. Seems like that. Maybe it's not. Maybe the grass is a little thick.
Maybe
it's
the grass
got a heavy
is thick.
Green.
Yes. So I didn't do so well on this game. This is free, by the way.
Should be.
Okay.
Every,
let me see
worth
if
every
I can.
Penny. What is?
Okay.
That's a
that
good break.
One.
That's
that
good.
Was a good break.
That's
but I
good.
Didn't get any in.
Well, you know, sometimes that happens.
Okay.
So I feel like this
oh,
is a something.
Oh, and then I get to say an
a 16-year-old. Oh, I hate that.
That's why it's free.
Okay, take it away. My turn. I was going to say, I feel like a 16-year-old wrote it. You know, a 16-year-old did write this, Try Not to Smile. Do you know this game?
No.
This is so cute. Take the challenge, okay? So what kind of category do you want? Dank, awe, fails, NSFW, drunk, beach, kids, school. Let's do kids.
Yeah,
okay?
That's a good choice from there.
I'll actually uncheck these that I don't want. And then we'll just do, okay, bring them on. Okay, so what we're going to do is you have to turn on the camera because it's going to be watching me while we do this, okay? This is a 16-year-old wrote this. All right, don't smile yet. Okay, challenge will start. So you're trying not to smile. And while you're trying not to smile, no, don't tickle me. You're watching funny videos. No, I didn't smile. And then it records you smiling.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that funny? And then you can share it. So we do it again?
But did it say you smiled even though you clearly didn't?
Well, the mic's in the way. Let me move the mic out of the way and we'll try again.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what it does is it shows you funny, and you can see other people failing, right? Oh, maybe not. Soon. But this was written by a 16-year-old, self-taught. He plays funny videos, YouTube videos. And you're supposed
ready.
To not smile.
Get ready. Don't smile. Don't smile.
My son would like this.
Uh-oh, someone's going to fall down, and you're not supposed to smile.
What makes a perfect woman? You're asking me wrong first, I'm gay.
That wasn't funny.
Good, then you won't be laughing, will you? Oh, jeez. Oh, you're right. You know, a lot of YouTube videos aren't funny to me.
Okay, cats and dogs, those are always funny. Whoa. Kids vaping, also not funny. Falling down.
Oh.
I think I would have a hard time. Are you thinking about something horrible? You're really not smiling. I think that's...
Nothing has been funny yet.
Even the kitties?
Oh, it said it last. I smiled.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's a smile. Yeah, you got me. So that's the idea.
That's cool. I like that.
Isn't that funny? It's cute. It's free. Try not to smile. It was written by a 16-year-old, self-taught.
That's great.
It's actually, I saw an article about him. It's so cute, so cool. And he's doing other stuff, too. So, there you go. Roland Horvath, 16 years old, trying not to smile. It's free. And I could see this, you know, this is, see, it's written by a 16-year-old for 16-year-olds, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do. They love to do this. Mm-hmm. And you can choose the videos you want to see and try not to smile. No, and then share your pictures of you failing with others.
That's good. I would not do well on that.
That's a happy one, isn't it?
Yeah, is good. The pocket pool run pool is by Zach Gage. I forgot to mention that.
Also another 16-year-old, probably.
I don't think he is. No? He's made other solitaire games and other games. Right. So I think maybe I just wasn't doing it right with the...
You're queuing it wrong.
I was queuing it wrong, exactly.
Fun. This is the show where we talk about iOS stuff. We thank you for joining us. If you're interested in iPad, iPhones, Apple Watches, Apple TV, every week Megan and I get together on Tuesdays about 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. 1600 UTC. If you want to stop by and say hi, you can watch us at twit.tv/live. Join us in the chat room at irc.twit.tv. You can also email us your questions, your comments, and suggestions. We love videos. If you do make a video, you can just record about 30 seconds, beginning with your first name, not your whole name, just your first name and city. And we could play it on the air. We love doing that. But you can also just email Megan at twit.tv with your questions. If you make a video, just send her a link. You don't have to send her the whole video. Mm-hmm. Megan. Megan at twit.tv.
Like I said last week, hit us up.
She's really trying to make that a meme.
Yeah,
Could be who, because H-U-U. Who.
Yeah,
who.
Could be. What are we going to do next week?
We don't know, but it's going to be good. She's trying to put me on the spot. Yeah. Usually I put her off and say, I don't want to think about it. We just finished.
What about apps for making good habits?
Okay. I'm believing that.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.
Ooh, my hat head is really good.